Well, the ceremonial parts of the 2019 legislative session, the easy parts, are behind us. Now it's back to business and politics as usual. I'm Jim McLean, and this is State House Blend, Kansas.
I want to make an announcement for the Kansans for Life people, especially. There's no afternoon workshops and no board meeting due to the weather.
An impending winter storm kept their numbers down, but plenty of anti-abortion activists still showed up for their annual demonstration at the State House this past week. There was an urgency to this year's event, driven by the expectation that the Kansas Supreme Court, after nearly 2 years of deliberation, will soon rule on the question of whether the state constitution, like the U.S. Constitution, includes a right to abortion.
We do have an activist Supreme Court. They are highly likely to come down with a decision that is anti-life.
If and when that happens, Senate President Susan Weigel says, anti-abortion lawmakers will be ready to push for a constitutional amendment. Meanwhile, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is just about ready to unveil her Medicaid expansion proposal. But Kathy Wolf Moore, a Democratic House member helping to put the final touches on the plan, fears Republicans will refuse to give it a serious look.
There's an undercurrent of doing anything possible to defeat any agenda that Governor Kelly has.
And big surprise, the perennial fight over school finance is beginning. Governor Kelly wants lawmakers to approve another increase for K-12 education, one she says is needed to fully comply with a Kansas Supreme Court order and end years of litigation. But newspaper reports say that Republican House Speaker Ron Reichman is crafting a counterplan, one that would reduce funding. Now, the speaker disputes that, but he and other GOP leaders are on record saying they don't think the state can afford the governor's proposal. It was House Democratic leader Tom Sawyer of Wichita who told reporters that Reichman was working on a plan to trim back school funding. So I talked to Sawyer, and that's where we started the conversation. What's your understanding of what he's getting ready to propose?
Well, my understanding is from his discussions with other Republicans is that he's going to take the plan we passed last year, which is adding $521 million over 5 years, and reduce that by about $200 million. You know, I think it's his feeling that that's what the budget can afford, but I don't see how that would meet the court muster at all. They said the plan we passed last year was not enough. So
why do you think Republican leaders are taking this approach? Is it a negotiating tactic, drawing a line in the sand to force Governor Kelly to negotiate and in the end agree to a smaller funding increase than the one that she proposed?
To me, it's a negotiating tactic, but I think it's more they're trying to push for their constitutional amendment. I think that's what their ultimate goal is, to get a constitutional amendment that would take the courts out of the school funding issue.
Okay, so let's say then that it comes down to Speaker Reichman saying, I want this constitutional amendment on the ballot. Let's let Kansas voters decide this issue. And in exchange, I'll give you the funding you want.
I don't see that working, but that could be exactly what his goal is. I don't know. They're pushing hard for the constitutional amendment, so I can see when we get down to the end of the session that that's kind of probably going to be on the table with either more school funding or Medicaid expansion or something like that.
The same is true, isn't it, of Medicaid expansion? In other words, you have the votes between Democrats and moderate Republicans in the House to pass a Medicaid expansion plan. You did that in 2017, only to have it vetoed by then-Republican Governor Sam Brownback. So at least in the House, you think you still have the votes to pass an expansion plan.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But the trick is getting it on the floor because, once again, the Republican leadership is opposed to it.
Right.
And the health committees in both the House and the Senate are stacked against it. So just from a nuts and bolts standpoint, how do you even get a vote on that issue?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's an issue that Kansans overwhelmingly support. Look at the polls.
77% of Kansans, according to the latest poll.
Right. 77% support it. I have a feeling this is one that will be, you know, since there's not a deadline like there's with the courts with school finance, this is one that will be there at the end. But hopefully it'll be on the table at the end, and we'll come up with a plan that could pass the House, Senate, and get signed by the governor.
Well, the governor is going to introduce her proposal this week.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me as if it's going to be fairly similar to the bill that passed in 2017. And it probably won't have some of the things that Republicans say must be in there, i.e., a work requirement, a requirement that people who then become eligible for Medicaid either work or be looking for a job.
Hopefully they'll let us have that debate. I mean, if they come to the table and we can negotiate things like that, it gets to the floor. I think the bill will pass, so hopefully they'll work with us and we can discuss those policy issues and see what needs to be done to make it happen.
Okay, let's go back to the tax relief issue just for a moment. The return of the so-called windfall, yeah. At least that's what the Republican leadership is calling it. That's money the state has been collecting in part because of recent federal tax changes mm-hmm. that eliminated the ability of some Kansans to claim some state tax deductions. Mm-hmm. Does it appear to you that Republican leaders want to force an early confrontation with Governor Kelly on that issue to put a bill on her desk and force her to veto it?
It certainly appears that's the Senate approach, with Senator Wagle appointing a whole extra tax committee and made her chair and says they're going to meet like 3 days next week and kick a bill out. So it sounds like that's the approach they're trying to take. I think we need to go really slow on this issue. We don't even know if there is a windfall, because you got to realize the federal tax code, they changed hundreds of things. Some of those changes will cause Kansas to get a little more income. Some will cause us to get less income. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's hard to say how that all nets out.
Do you think the governor has any choice at this point but to veto that bill and then say, come back and talk to me later about that?
I think that's the approach she's going to take, because we got to make sure our budget's balanced. We got to make sure that our revenues continue to come in strong each month. I think the governor would definitely like to wait till after the CRE, the Consensus Estimating Group, meets in April before we look at any kind of adjustments to the tax bill.
In other words, she wants to wait and make sure we really get a handle on our revenue picture before we start, again, cutting taxes.
Right.
Now for the lightning round. Really quick answers. Okay. One-word answers, okay?
All right.
Does Medicaid expansion pass?
Yes.
Does the governor get the additional money that she wants for public schools?
Yes.
Do you provide some sort of a tax relief and a return of the windfall? Does something get passed that restores some of the deductibility on the state income tax form?
I believe there will be some, late in the session, that some tax bill will pass.
So yes.
Yes.
Something.
Something.
Right? Tom Sawyer, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you.
Lawmakers will start picking up the pace this week. A new committee that Senate President Susan Wagle created and then took charge of will start crafting a quote-unquote tax relief bill that Republicans are eager to get to the governor's desk, regardless of whether Governor Kelly wants to see it on her desk, which she doesn't.
This is not the time to be making any adjustments in our tax code. We really need to let the dust settle and see where we are, you know, sometime later in the spring, early summer. Just, yeah, be patient.
Also, and this could turn out to be pretty important, hearings are scheduled this week on a cluster of bills that would allow some big Kansas organizations, including those that lobby for businesses and farmers, to market health plans to their members, plans that could be more affordable but unavailable to Kansas with pre-existing conditions. This is Statehouse Blend Kansas in Topeka. I'm Jim McLean.
Statehouse Blend Kansas is a production of the Kansas News Service, a collaboration of public radio stations all across the state. Nameless Dancers made the funky music we use for our theme, which we found in Free Music Archive. I'm Amy Jeffries, editor of the Kansas News Service and this podcast. Follow the Kansas News Service for news throughout the week, and subscribe to Statehouse Blend in your podcast app or wherever you listen.